Troy, we don't care about football much on our show, so we want to talk to you about things other than football.
But neither do I.
You got your degree, which was, something that you aspired to for a while. Could you talk about that a little bit?
I guess that's one of the positive things of getting a lot of time off this offseason. It allowed me to get my degree. I had a full semester left and had a couple of professors that let me take some classes through the internet. And it's a big relief. It gives some clout to my beliefs that education should come before sports. And, now that I can actually have something to really speak for that.
Troy, I remember your first camp here, kind of observing from afar. You looked uncomfortable in that camp, the new guy in town. And now what's it like all these years later to be one of the old guys?
Older guys. It's nice. It's obviously a very comfortable setting for any veteran. Everybody goes through that, so you try to help out the young guys as much as possible. They're all wide-eyed. They're all learning the defense or offense. But, these rookies in particular have a lot more adversity and learning to overcome.
You just got a kiss from Mike Taylor. You guys are very close on defense.
I guess so. Yeah, we're very close. He's got some new money, so he's feeling very good about himself.
Troy, if football and defense was a Rubik's Cube, it looks like you figured it out in the second year. What brings you back every year, and how do you get mentally sharp?
Being part of this defense, and part of this team is very special. Dealing with Coach LeBeau on a daily basis, he's really a father figure to me and to many guys on the defense. As a lot of defensive backs and defensive players are brothers to me. I mean, guys around the whole team, but in particular, on defense, we face a lot of adversity on the football field. We get into arguments, we laugh, we cry together, and you don't really experience that in too many other occupations. So, I feel very special to be part of this organization.
And going into your last year, your contract, obviously contractually something will happen because you don't let someone like you go away, nor I don't think anyone in Steeler Nation could obviously see you playing for another team. As far as last year's coming, I know it's a tough question to ask when your last year is, but do you have a lot of good football left in you?
I feel that I do, but that's the last thing I think that you could really say in the sport of football. I've tried my best not to take one play or one game for granted, and you kind of learn that being humble through injury. But I feel like, I feel energetic. I feel like I have the will to play a lot more years, and without a doubt, I'd love to retire a Pittsburgh Steeler.
But you see guys that they look like they're doing it for a paycheck. Obviously, you have a lot of passion. You can't fake what you do on the field. So just want to wish you the best. Thanks for your time. And as a teammate of yours, it's been a pleasure, and it's always been fun watching you play.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.